Now, I'm joined today by Michael Casson from Shenfield-based solicitors Rayner Hughes, and we're going to be revisiting a topic that we've discussed before with your colleague Brian, wills.
Yes,
but we're returning to this topic now because it's Will Aid Month. So welcome to Phoenix FM, Michael. And first off, tell us what Will Aid Month is all about.
Well, first of all, Scott, thank you very much for the opportunity of explaining Will Aid. I've been undertaking Will Aid as a solicitor for the last 28 years. The last 30 years since
right.
since Will Aid began. And of course, this is the 30th anniversary of Will Aid. It's a month where we dedicate ourselves to the Will Aid campaign.
Mm-hmm.
We make a large number of wills for people who book up through us and through the Will Aid website. And we're very pleased to see people to help make their wills, to explain why they need to make a will, and then to store their will after they've signed it.
And you make quite a lot of money for charity with this, do you not?
We do, yes. Last year we made almost £9,000. Overall, in the 4 years that Rayner Hughes has been undertaking Will Aid, we've made over £27,000. And this goes to the Will Aid charities. I don't know if you need me to explain who they are.
Well, by all means, list them if you'd like.
Yes. There's ActionAid, Age UK, British Red Cross, Christian Aid, NSPCC, Save the Children, Sight Savers, the Scottish charity SCIAF, and the Northern Ireland charity Trocair. And overall, the solicitors in England and Wales made over £1 million for these charities last year.
Right, well, let's start at the beginning. Who needs to make a will, and at what point in their lives should they be doing this?
I often get asked this, and the true answer is nobody needs to make a will because no one's ever going to die.
if only.
Yes, quite. Yeah. No, we're all going to die, and when we do, actually having a note of how we wish our estate to pass on to our grieving relatives is extremely useful and helps people rationalise the fact that you are no longer there, and it doesn't add to their grief with an extra level of government administration of how to deal with the estate.
Yeah, because if you don't have a will, then that could be real trouble, can it not?
Well, it can be. You may think, well, you know what, I don't have anything to leave. In fact, very often we do have things to leave. When I was a young solicitor, I acted for the family of a gentleman who clearly didn't have anything to leave until the week before when he won the lottery.
And really?
Unfortunately, he won the lottery and he won an awful lot of money, took his mates down the pub and had a stroke and... amazingly, that was it, and I acted for the family.
Oh, dear me.
And some of that lottery money went into my firm's fees.
Good heavens.
And all because he didn't have a will.
Oh, dear. Mark, if he'd had a will, and he'd only just won the lottery, it would still have been a bit difficult sorting out where it was all going to go, wasn't it?
Well, he might have said where it should go.
Yeah.
Between his children. I think he was a widowed gentleman, so a widower. So it would have been easier to deal with the children, and he might have wanted to make a gift to charity or something like that.
Yes, yes.
And in fact, the children did decide that he would want to make a gift to charity, so they passed some of his winnings to charity.
Now, thinking, talking and planning for death doesn't make it happen, but as in all things, prevention is better than cure, is it not?
Well, Scott, I'm afraid the one thing that neither you or I know is whether we're going to be here tomorrow or when we ever are going to not be here. And yes, making a will sets out our wishes. It's the one thing you can do that won't benefit you at all or won't benefit me at all, because it will only ever see the light of day again when we're no longer around to tell people what we wanted to do. And this indicates that when we make a will, we should keep it as straightforward as possible, because the last thing we want is people scratching their heads over a will, as they often do, surprisingly, over over homemade wills.
Right.
They often scratch their heads and say, well, what did he or she mean by this? And when people scratch their heads, they go and see a solicitor who will be full of felicitous concern for the grieving relative, but will then start thinking about what they can charge them.
Indeed.
And the last thing we want for our relatives is for solicitors to be crawling all over our estate.
So why do you think that so many people don't make a will when they quite really obviously should?
Mostly, I think it's because people don't want to think of a time when they're not going to be around. They think they haven't got anything to leave. And frankly, they think that if they make a will, then it's going to bring on the final events. Well, it's not. All it's going to ensure is that when we die, our estates are in order. And that applies not only to people of perhaps my age or older, not you because you're a young man, but
if only. Yes,
but,
quite.
But frankly, as soon as we have any property or any children, I encourage people to make wills. Children is a particular issue because if one doesn't have a will setting out who you want to be the guardians of the children, they're called testamentary guardians, then it could well be that we'll have to rely on a court to make a decision as to what's going to happen to those children. So please, if you're committed to your partner, if you have children, please consider making a will, which you can still do through this year's Will Aid campaign. Please consider making a will setting out who you would like to have to look after your children if, sadly, there's a day when it comes when they are children and you're not there for them.
Now, very briefly, you touched on this to some degree, but what happens if you are will-less? Because it could be a real problem.
Yes, well, the intestacy rules apply to your estate, and they are prescriptive rules which set out who inherits, and it doesn't necessarily mean that a spouse will inherit everything by any means.
Right, okay. So what's the first thing to do right now? How do you set up deciding what you're going to do in the will?
Well, the first thing to do is, I would say, to contact my firm. And when you do so, or contact any solicitor's firm, because we're no different from any other. And when you do so, I anticipate that a member of the team will send you a will questionnaire, which sets out the names and addresses and dates of birth of and other contact details of your relatives. You send that in, you book the appointment with the solicitor, who may well indicate a draft of what he would expect or she would expect to see in your will. But that can be discussed and sensible decisions can be reached that are right for you and right for your family. And then the will can be written, you sign it in the presence of witnesses, and that's done. And hopefully you won't need to see that again ever, although I advise that wills are reviewed on a 5 to 7 year basis, however old you are.
Now, you just said you can contact any solicitor, but of course the truth is that they're not all involved in Will Aid Month, are they?
Yes, precisely. And the point about
but you
will
are.
Aid, I am.
Yes.
And the point about Will Aid Month is that you access us through the Will Aid website, and you simply Google Will Aid and it'll take you there, and you can book an appointment either with Rayna Hughes or other local solicitors to have a will made during the Will Aid Month. And the point of doing this is that the fee which goes to Will Aid is recommended as £95 for a single will or £150 for a married couple who are basically making the same will. They're called mirror wills.
Fair enough. So that seems like a very good deal. And you say go through the website, but they could presumably contact you direct.
Anyone can contact Rayna Hughes. And will be, if you mention the words Will Aid, then it will be processed in the same way.
Good stuff. All right. Well, thank you very much indeed for all of that, Michael. That's very, very good advice. And we've stressed it time and time and time again. It is so important to make a will. Don't leave it to chance. And don't just put it off, because tomorrow could be too late, just like that poor guy who won the lottery and then had a stroke in the pub. Good stuff. Thank you very much.